Henry Moore. Henry Moore's intention with three-way piece number one points was to create a pure example of autonomy. A real tour de force or a noble pursuit. Viewed from different angles, the sculpture does, after all, have a certain independence. First and foremost, taken literally, the title, three-way piece, refers to the way in which we should view the work. According to Moore, the volumes of the image only come into their own when we look at them from at least three perspectives. They work independently of one another thanks to the striking differences between each position. The sculptor would have preferred to see the work separated from gravity, as a result of which the sculpture could have functioned freely from its base. Moreover, the image has withdrawn from any attempt at representation whatsoever, although the shapes of three-way piece seem to be drawn from those that occur in nature. The sculpture is entirely abstract. Léon Lambert's interest was drawn to Moore's work in the 1960s. During a visit to his studio, he bought three-way piece for his own office, while the monumental sculpture named Lambert Locking Piece would adorn the esplanade in front of the Marnix building. The organic dynamics of this image created a successful partnership with the rhythmic rigor of the building, one that unfortunately came to an end in 2003 when the work was sold and disappeared from view. Lambert Locking Piece was unable to escape the dance of worldly interests despite all the other boundaries from which Moore manages to free our gaze through his sculptures.